Good morning, everyone. Thank you very much for listening to this Moriri Honganji White Way Broadcasting Radio Program. My name is Shindo Nishiyama from Jikoi Honganji. I'm so very happy to talk on this occasion of the White Way Broadcasting today. Now, the bon season's arrive here in Hawaii, and I know everyone's very busy to go and enjoy to joining the bon dance at your temple. So today, I'd like to ask everyone to join me together in a moment meditation. Before I go to the main talk, I'd like to ask everyone to join me in the moment meditation on this occasion of the bon season, the memorial in our loved ones. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Thank you very much. We usually categorize our life into two areas, meaningful or meaningless, wonderful or not wonderful, poor or rich, and honor or dishonor, and single or married, divorced or not, educated or uneducated, and good status or not in our society. We usually think the good events in our life are such occasions as a wedding, birth of a child, graduation, high salary job, and good health. And events such as a divorce, losing a job, uneducated, separation, aging, sickness, and death are not the favorable or good things. However, all happenings in our daily life are the reality of our human life, even if we think it is bad. In our life, there's nothing that is meaningless. We can learn from any event that happens in our life, positive or negative. In Buddhism, we say that living is meaningful and dying is also meaningful. Living and dying are not separate matters because we are living and dying in this moment. Or I can say, we are slowly dying while living in this moment. Once we are married, someday we have to be separated physically. Once we are recovered from a sickness, we worry about getting sick again. Once we become a rich person, we have to start worrying about how to keep our money safe. We think negatively of all unfavorable events in our lives, but through the teaching of Buddha, we learn that those useless events or experiences in your life are not meaningless because in each of the Buddha's Dharma nature, there is no such calculative or judgmental mind. We can learn from each event in our lives, whether they are negative ones or positive ones. Separation from our loved ones is a serious matter. We know that by experience. Behind the preachers, the tears and the grief lurks the shadow of unanswered questions. Where are my otosan and okasan is? Where are they now? We want to know the answer. Our question is, what happens when we die? No one can answer it clearly, and we don't want to do it, but we just want to know, where did they go? Well, where are we doing? Where are we going after our life end? Death is come someday for everyone equally. Death and dying are part of our lives. So we have no question for death and dying. Our question is not, when shall we die? Or, how shall we die? Or, where shall we go? The true question will be, how shall we live in this unrepeatable life? How shall we live in this unrepeatable life? Your loved ones gave their answer for this question clearly. How shall we live in this life of impermanence? Your late parents, or husband, or wife, or sisters and brothers, or your late child, they care you, they love you, and they cry with you when you cry. They smile whenever you smile with them. They enjoyed their life with you and share their life with you in joy and gratitude. We never forget about our loved ones and their legacy. Some of them, they left wonderful guidance before they passed away. Their memories, teachings, legacy and guidance will be our best companion in your daily lives. We are now living and dying in their memory and love. We are all living to walk through the paths of the peace and harmony in the Buddha's wisdom and compassion with our loved ones together. On this memory Hatsubon or Obon memory services season, we are all here to realize that we are all living in memory of our loved ones by the name of Buddha, Namo Amida Butsu. In closing, once again, I'd like to ask everyone to put the hand together in God's show and please repeat after me. The Buddha's name in joy and gratitude. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Thank you very much, everyone, for listening, and have a wonderful Bon season, each of you, with your friends and family. Thank you.